Now, the first thing you'll want to do is change the dialog box caption from Dialog to something else. We choose to rename it as About Box. You can rename the dialog box caption by selecting the dialog box and editing the caption property. See Figure 1A. The dialog property should be displayed in the lower right corner of VisualC++.net when you select the dialog. While we are editing the dialog box properties, also set the system menu property to false, Figure 1B. This removes the X close button from the dialog box. Typically, modal dialog boxes don't have system menus. Incidentally, there are a lot of property options, and you are encouraged to experiment on your own to figure out what they do. The second thing you'll want to do is change the static text from the default text to Game Institute About Dialog Box, version 1.0. Just like menu items, each control has a list of properties, which are displayed in the lower right corner of VisualC++.net when you select the control. You can change the caption of the static text control by editing the caption property of it. And of course, you can write anything you want in the caption. You do not have to follow our example. The next thing you'll want to do is load the Game Institute logo into the picture box. First, you need to load the bitmap image as a resource. We showed how to load a bitmap resource in the previous chapter. In our program, we keep the default bitmap resource ID, namely IDB bitmap 1. Now, select the picture control so that its properties are displayed. Change the type property to bitmap, and then change the image property to the bitmap resource ID you want displayed in the picture box, which in our case is IDB bitmap 1, figure 1C. Your loaded image logo should now be displayed in the picture box. Again, to reiterate, you must have loaded the bitmap image as a resource previously before setting it to the picture box control. Recall that that button was placed on the dialog box by default. If we select the OK button control, the properties window looks like Figure 2. The key observation for now is that the resource ID that was given to it, IDOK. That name sounds reasonable, so we'll keep it, but we must remember it because we will need to know the ID in the program so that we can execute the appropriate code when the user presses the button. In particular, we will kill the modal dialog when the user presses the OK button.